to be one of the first people to hear it.
Oh my God.
Are you ready to hear it?
Yes.
It's called Forgiveness.
It's called Forgiveness. Then this is ready for you to hear it.
First of all, I'm blown away. Mm. What a gift.
Now, have you ever seen him in concert or
no,
did you?
No, and I wanted to see him. I tried to go see him when he was in West Palm because I thought that I would have a presentation down there. And
right.
I thought,
during
and
the
then
story
of course,
of your
you know,
tour?
Yeah, yes. No, actually, I don't know if it was that he tried, you know, he's like, they sent out a thing. If you're going to be in any of these cities and they were all too far away. And then when he was...
Right.
At the thing in Orlando, I thought, well, I'm going to, you know, go see him, you know, then.
Right.
And I had to go present.
So you never could make the connection
never
with him
could.
Personally?
Never could.
Never seen him?
No.
Turn around.
Where are you? Oh, my God.
Being able to forgive the man who killed your daughters. What a hard thing to do, to write that letter. But it saved his life. Now you can continue watching that. There's another bit I'm not going to show you, but you can go home and watch the second part of that story, which is a little bit more about the guy who was the one who was forgiven, who's in jail. So, yeah, it's good to continue the story. But forgiveness is a powerful thing. Now, Jesus emphasised the importance of ongoing forgiveness. It's not just a one-off thing. Peter said, how many times do I have to forgive, Lord? Seven times? No. Many more times than that. In fact, we are to live a life of forgiveness without keeping account. Martin Luther King, who was a visionary leader and an advocate for equality, and he spearheaded the civil rights movement in America, he said this, forgiveness is not an occasional act, it's a permanent attitude. Forgiveness is not an occasional act, it's a permanent attitude. In other words, it is something you have to work for, just like you have to keep your body fit and your mind alert, and you have to work to do that. You've got to work on your heart too. Forgiving is not just a one-time decision. You've got to live forgiveness every day. Is that a challenge? Yeah, it's a challenge for me, as I'm sure it is a challenge for you. Yes, it is. Sometimes one of the hardest things to do is to let go of our hurt and our pain. If someone harms you or your loved ones, the last thing that you want to do is to forgive them. Forgiveness seems like a good idea in theory, but when the reality of it hits, we often find ourselves being less forgiving than we'd imagined or hoped. There are some reasons that we struggle to forgive people. Because we feel that they'll think they got off too easy and they might do it again. We think, they hurt me deeply and I just can't let go of the pain and I just can't forgive them. What they did was horrible and they shouldn't be let off the hook. It would be unjust to forgive them. They don't deserve it. They're not even sorry. They don't seem to care one way or another if they're forgiven. These are some of the excuses we hear in our minds. But what did Jesus say? Love your enemies. Forgive those who hurt you. Why did he say those things? Why? Why did he say that? It's a challenge. Well, those feelings and thoughts that I read just before, they're valid and they're legitimate because we do think that. Well, why should they get off the hook? They've hurt me. You know? They don't deserve it. They're not even sorry. The hurt we've experienced is real, and people often just don't understand the gravity of what they've done to us. And yes, what they've done is probably horrible, and forgiving them might be taken as the wrong signal. But it's important that we look more closely at what is happening when we forgive someone and what lack of forgiveness does to us emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Jesus gave us teachings and words because he knows that they're good for us. If we hadn't been forgiven by Jesus, would we be here today? Where would I be if I hadn't been forgiven by Jesus? I ran to Cairns a number of years ago, feeling guilty, feeling like I could never go back inside a church again. And as I've told you before, I walked back and forwards past the church door for a few weeks before I mustered the courage to walk in. Why do people feel like they can't come in here? Tell me, Liz. Why does the late girls over there tell you? They're frightened. They don't feel worthy. That's why forgiveness is important. Forgiveness is important for us as people. And that's why we can be here, because we're forgiven. And God wants us to share that forgiveness. And that song before said, I'm free, forever I'm free. I've been forgiven. But we can't be totally free unless we forgive others, because it's a flip side. Well, always it'll affect us. And let's look at how some of those things happen. Forgiving someone is not ignoring or excusing wrong. Okay, it's important to remember this. It's not ignoring or excusing wrong. It's letting go of the desire to get revenge or get even. It's getting rid of that desire to get revenge or get even. It's not excusing wrong. It's letting go of the desire to get back, to get even. What did God say in his word? Vengeance is mine, declares the Lord. I'm the judge. And as Annie read, we'll all have to stand before the Lord one day. So he's the judge. So when we forgive, give up the desire to get revenge or get even, we choose not to nurse the negative feelings that we have against a person and let those negative feelings take over our heart and our mind. Now, I know that that can happen because I've been there. Boy, they should never have done that to me. Ever felt like that? How can I forgive them? No way. I just want you to show them. And all that stuff eats away in here. And our heart changes, our mind changes. Resentment builds when we choose not to forgive. And that stifles and suffocates goodwill. We become bitter. Bitter and twisted. If we read the story of Jonah in the Bible, we would see that it's a good example of what unforgiveness does in a person's life. Jonah was angry because he knew that God was gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. The real reason that Jonah had run away is that he knew that if the people of Nineveh turned away from their sins, God would forgive them. Jonah didn't want that. Instead, he wanted God to destroy them. And that's why he ran away the first time. It's just a true story. Make no mistake, the people of Nineveh were genuinely evil, and Jonah didn't want to forgive them, nor did he want God to forgive them either. And when God said he would forgive the Ninevites, what did Jonah say? I'm so angry, I wish I were dead. That's pretty angry. So what good are we to God when we've got anger like that? What good was Jonah to God? He's sitting there under that tree. If you read Jonah, this is the fourth chapter of Jonah, sitting there sulking, basically, and being grumpy. What good is he to God when he's like that? Unforgiveness, not being able to give, has a detrimental impact on our ability to love God and to do his will and to also love our neighbours. And that's our commission, isn't it? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbour as yourself. I'm sure you've heard of Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela was a world-famous icon for peace. He fought for freedom for the black majority in South Africa and was imprisoned by the brutal apartheid regime for 27 years for his activism. He spent the prime years of his life in jail, missing the opportunity to see his children grow and so much more. He was an old man by the time he left prison, and he chose to forgive his former jailers, letting go of the bitterness that would that one would naturally expect. Because he said this: revenge is not the solution. Forgiveness is the only way forward. Revenge is not the solution. Forgiveness is the only way forward. I'm not sure how I would have felt after 27 years in jail, and it wasn't an easy sentence. He wasn't treated nicely. 27 years, and yet he said, forgiveness is the only way forward. As he walked out the door toward the gate that would lead to his freedom, he knew that if he didn't leave bitterness and hatred behind, he would still be in prison. He said, I knew if I didn't leave my bitterness and hatred behind, I'd still be in prison. When he became a free man, he regained his position as the African National Congress Party leader, and he went on to become the first black president of South Africa. But rather than seeking revenge on his opponents, he aimed to cooperate with them to work towards a better future. He brought several of his fierce rivals into government. He chose to work with the former government and the white minority to build a new and democratic country. That's really forgiveness. Putting it all aside for the betterment of his country. Speaking about holding on to feelings of bitterness against the old regime, Mandela said, having resentment against someone is like drinking poison and thinking it will kill your enemy. Good quote. Having resentment against someone is like drinking poison and thinking it will kill your enemy. Buried resentments and anger turn inward and become deep-seated. These bad feelings change the way we think and act. We can become poisoned by these roots of bitterness, which entangle and harden our heart, and they produce sharp and bitter words which inflict pain on those around us. When we eat something that's bitter, it leaves a biting, stinging, disagreeable sensation in the mouth. Something bitter. It's the same with bitterness in the heart. It causes all of life to taste bitter. We find joy, little joy, in living life, and we infect others with our bitterness. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, it says in the Message translation, I like this one, keep a sharp eye out for weeds of bitter discontent. A thistle or two gone to seed can ruin a whole garden in no time. So keep a sharp eye out for bitter weeds. Unforgiveness generates resentment and anger. destroying our well-being, joy and peace. Harbouring bitterness and choosing not to forgive can have significant consequences on our health. Studies have demonstrated a strong relationship between hostility and heart disease, and also with other diseases like ulcers, gastritis, cancers, and colitis. Negative emotions like anger and resentment take a great toll on our bodies. Unforgiveness also acts as a barrier to healing deep psychological wounds. I'd like to read you something from a report that was written by Laurie Johnson in 2015. The deadly consequences of unforgiveness is what she called this article. Unforgiveness is classified in medical books as a disease. According to Dr. Stephen Standiford, chief of surgery at the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, refusing to forgive makes people sick and keeps them that way. With that in mind, forgiveness therapy is now being used to help treat diseases such as cancer. It's important to treat emotional wounds or disorders because they really can hinder someone's reactions to the treatments, even someone's willingness to pursue treatments, Standiford explained. Of all cancer patients, 61% have forgiveness issues, and of those, more than half are severe, according to Dr. Michael Barry, a pastor and author of the book, The Forgiveness Project. Harbouring these negative emotions, this anger and hatred, creates a state of chronic anxiety, he said. Chronic anxiety very predictably produces excess adrenaline and cortisol, which deplete the production of natural killer cells, which is your body's foot soldier in its fight against cancer, he explained. Barry said the first step in learning to forgive is to realise how much we have been forgiven by God. Isn't that true? When a person forgives from the heart, which is the gold standard that we see in Matthew, which is what we read earlier, to forgive from the heart, we find that they are able to find a sense of peacefulness. So when someone forgives from the heart, we find that they are able to find a sense of peacefulness. Often our patients refer to that as a feeling of lightness, he said. Barry said most people don't realise what a burden anger and hatred were until they let them go. Amen. So then, forgiveness is very closely connected with physical and emotional healing. Now, even more, I understand why Jesus laid such a heavy emphasis on forgiving our enemies, because he knew how good it is for us, how important it is for us to live lives, healed lives, healthy lives, healthy physically, emotionally, mentally, because that's what Jesus desires for us, to have life. And that talks about all aspects of our life. I have lived through years of not being able to forgive. I personally lived with resentment and anger, and it ate away at me. People had hurt me, and I wanted to hurt them back. When I look back at it now, I can see that I wasted years of my life drifting around, not achieving much, seething in bitterness, and pining over what I'd lost, and at the same time wishing that these people would have justice. And praise God, tapped me on the shoulder quite hard, maybe threw me to the ground quite hard, and said, it's time you did something about it, because this is not healthy for you. And I realised that the first thing I had to do was look at what happened from a different perspective. I too had hurt people, and I was continuing to hurt people by my terrible, bad attitude. and by the bitterness that was coming out of me. When I finally accepted responsibility for my part in the situation, I was able to slowly move past the bitterness. And little by little, I was able to forgive those who had hurt me. And now I have been able to reach out in reconciliation. Praise God. What a difference it's made in my life. And that feeling before when they said, the patients said they felt lighter. Wow, is that light to get rid of all that stuff? Stephen McDonald was a New York police officer. He was shot and paralysed by a young 15-year-old boy. He was shot 3 times by this boy. And he was left paralysed. And he needed help with breathing as well. So he'd just been married. His wife was about to have a baby and their whole life just changed. But this is what he said. I wanted to free myself of all the negative, destructive emotions that the boy's act of violence had unleashed in me. Anger, bitterness, hatred, and other feelings. I needed to free myself of these emotions so that I could love my wife and our child and those around us. I prayed that I would be changed, that the person I was would be replaced by something new. And that prayer was answered with a desire to forgive the young man who shot me. And he wrote a letter to the young man too. And there was reconciliation in that situation. And I look at these situations and near the things that I had to give forgiveness for were nothing like those things that we saw earlier and about Stephen there that I just read. But unforgiveness is bad for us. So I'm going to pray and ask that the Lord, by the power of His Spirit, reveal to us those things in our lives that we haven't been able to forgive. Because it will help. It will help set us on a new path and lighten us. Lighten the burden that we bear. So would you pray this prayer with me? You can pray it after me. Lord, I acknowledge my complete reliance on the Holy Spirit. As I consider the words of Jesus about forgiveness, I give you permission to reveal all unforgiveness, resentment, bitterness, and hatred buried deep in my heart. Thank you, Lord. It's important that we do this because Jesus wants us to be free, and we can't be free unless we are able to forgive as Jesus has forgiven us. And that's my prayer for each of us this morning. We're going to listen to the song that Matthew West wrote, the story of the lady that we saw before. This was his inspiration. Her story was his inspiration for this song, Forgiveness. So as we listen to that, may the Lord just continue to reveal those things in your heart and your life this morning. Great song, great words. Lord, we thank you for your forgiveness of us. Lord, we just ask that you would help us to be as forgiving as you have been of us. Teach us your way, Lord. Teach us your forgiveness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.